from the Sustainability Director, Department of Administrative Services, Facilities Management Division, submitting an informational report regarding potential solar energy opportunities at Milwaukee County-owned properties. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Before you start, Mr. Juneau, will you stand up, please? I was going to have you do this real quick. This will be Mr. Juneau's last appearance at our committee cycle. And I want to say, personally say, I've been knowing you for a while. I want to thank you for all your hard work, and I hope you be around for a good while, because I didn't get a chance to get the information on you. So we'll work on this a little later. Good luck in your future. I wish you all the best, and you and your family, your lovely wife and your children, but your wife is more close to your children. Now they out of the nest. You have any couple words before you?
Thank you for the kind words, and I just want to say that I'm going to miss all the people. I appreciate all the good work we did together, everybody, and you will be missed, but it's time for me to move on. So thank you very much.
And you will be missed.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Now, you're on.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. My name is Gordy Bennett. I'm the Sustainability Director within the Department of Administrative Services Facilities Management Division. And I'm pleased to be here today. At the request of the County Board during the January meeting cycle, I was asked to prepare a preliminary analysis of solar energy opportunities for county-owned properties other than General Mitchell International Airport. And before you today is an informational report on that topic. Essentially what I did was a very 10,000-foot view, preliminary analysis of some solar opportunities that we have on county-owned rooftops and land parcels. I did speak with peer municipalities to gauge how they would do this, and some of the, criteria that I used include looking for larger undeveloped properties, parcels rather, that are 5 acres in size or greater, as well as looking at rooftops that were 150,000 square feet or larger. The reason being, quite simply, the economics for solar are much more favorable for larger projects, especially in the absence of state and perhaps local incentives for solar. Now, I will say that Focus on Energy, as you probably may be familiar with that program, energy efficiency and renewable energy incentive program. So they have incentives out there for renewable projects. It could be something that the county could pursue if appropriate projects, cost-effective projects, were identified down the road. So that said, the analysis did look at land parcels and rooftops. As far as land parcels, I was not able to find too many candidate areas for solar. There are a few listed in the report, and as you'll see, these do not include parks properties. I did exclude those for the reasons listed in the report, assuming that parks properties either have land covenants that prohibit their use for generation of energy or other sort of commercial purposes, non-parks recreation and culture purposes, that is, or just assuming that the county and the citizens would prefer to use parks, properties, and land parcels for that purpose. So I did identify a few land parcels that are currently being used. In particular, there's quite a bit of land that you could say is undeveloped around the House of Correction. But of course, much of that land is being farmed, and I'm not familiar with the relationships. I'm sure they're quite involved, so I'm not going to assume that it's possible to put solar out there. There were some smaller parcels. I think in Oak Creek there was a parcel, but there's some issues there in that it was partially forested, it was near a residential area. So I really, in my professional opinion, I don't see a great opportunity there. Could solar be done there? Possibly. I think if the county chose to pursue that, certainly additional study would be required. And as far as rooftops go, I did list a few rooftops there, and I think there is some potential, there is some opportunity to pursue solar for these facilities listed in the report. But I want to add a disclaimer that I'm not a roofing expert, I am not a structural engineer, And again, my analysis is very 10,000-foot view, if you will. So please take this with a grain of salt. But I hope that it'll encourage discussion. Hopefully it provides the board with some answers that they were looking for in January. And I welcome your questions.
What about the kickers area on 76 and Good Hope?
I don't believe I looked at that. It didn't come up in my search. So I used primarily GIS analysis, basically just filtering what the parcels, the facilities that were indicated as county-owned. And perhaps that one was a little bit smaller than some of the other facilities that I looked at. Is it?
What about the courthouse?
Yes, the courthouse, the courthouse building proper does have, has a lot of rooftop space, but it's very complicated. There's a lot of, tiering levels. And because of that, there'd be, I would guess, venture that there'd be quite a bit of shading. There's also, HVAC equipment, heating, ventilation, air conditioning equipment. There are cell phone towers. It's quite complicated up there. The safety building, CJF, they may be candidate rooftops, they're not quite as large as some of the other. The rooftops are not quite as large as some of these other facilities listed in the report. So just for pure, in terms of simplifying this, I somewhat excluded those facilities. I did have conversations with facilities management, my peers, and, I think maybe there's some opportunity there, but it wouldn't be the project, any potential project would be much smaller in size than some of these other facilities.
Okay, Supervisor Bukowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would ask that Mr. Bennett, when he and his team do go upstairs on top of the courthouse, that they harvest the 10,000 pigeons and gulls that nest up there and dive bomb on our parking structure. And it's not just the supervisor's cars, it's the judges and everybody else. And I think that you would be doing a great service, not so much from solar energy, but I think from saving water from car wash usages. So.
Is that all you have to say? Okay.
Supervisor. Thank you. When you talk about solar systems, are you including things like rain gardens and rooftop gardens in that system work?
I did not, and I excluded solar thermal, solar water heating systems. Those could, potentially be mounted to rooftops. And the reason why I did that was the resolution back in January specifically asked me to look at photovoltaic.
I wish I would have perhaps had a little more foresight at the time and amended that. I mean, if you would go on the roof of the courthouse, you would see the library right across the street has a garden, a rooftop garden. The Milwaukee Public Museum has a rooftop garden. I've been up to both of those. They do actually provide a cooler environment in the summer, a better environment in the winter because it provides some insulation. So, I mean, we need to be thinking about that one as well. I do think, however, and I think I've talked to you about this already, we need to get that the list together that's going to be our facilities master plan. Because we don't want to start looking at perhaps Children's Court or fleet maintenance on Watertown Plank Road, et cetera, if those facilities aren't going to be there long term. The other thought on this is, I know the library, I believe, got MMSD money because they were looking to do some projects that would retain water, et cetera. And I've always wondered, why aren't we being a little more proactive in working with partners like that? I actually think the courthouse is a interesting place to put a rooftop rain garden. This KK complex, this is the big bus barn, mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes.
That would be a very interesting place for a solar panel because it's in an industrial area. There's not a lot of residential areas around there. It already provides a very long, large prop. It's not quite 150,000. It is one of the larger, smaller ones, if I guess you wanted to call it that. Mm-hmm. So I like this report. I just think maybe we even need to be a little bit more creative in looking at what our partners like MMSD are willing to provide and how we can perhaps, be proactive with that, along with getting our facility strategic plan in order, because we're not going to be interested putting money into buildings that aren't going to be here long term.
Sure.
So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Sue had those comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would tend to agree with a lot of those comments. The rain garden thing, that should be looked at every time we have a roof capital project, whether or not it's a cost-effective solution. I mean, it never makes sense if you've got a functional roof, but whenever we're replacing, we should be doing that. On the solar and the large scale, I guess I'm interested in your timeline to move forward, because I'm a little concerned that we're, would you believe I've been here 6 years, Mr. Chair? So the green print was passed before I even got here. And here we are just now sort of sketching out from 10,000 feet what doing a real solar project would look like. And yet the incentives on large-scale solar, I think they're through 15 or in terms of having it placed in service. So the door may be closing, I mean, unless that is extended. And so if we're dragging our feet on this, we're going to just miss it, and then it's all been a waste. So I would like to hear what your timeline is to move forward, because we've got to get a lot more aggressive than we've been.
All right.
Well, I think these incentives that you mentioned, I'm aware of those. I think those are the federal incentives for solar and other renewable energy projects. Those, of course, are only available to private parties, so homeowners and businesses, commercial businesses. So unfortunately, the county can't take advantage of those unless through creative means were to, develop a public-private partnership, and the private partner could apply for those incentives. They do, just to clarify, they do expire at the end of 2016. So we have a little bit of time, but I hear what you're saying, that there is a window here should the county choose to pursue a public-private partnership. Would need to be done ideally before 2016, well before 2016.
Okay. Well, I guess then I would add on to that, Mr. Chair, that I think that's the most obvious opportunity, and that probably from a cost perspective would offer us the opportunity also to go bring a partner in and let them spend the money, the upfront money, to figure this out and bring us a deal. And you could go RFP a couple of these sites and say, what's your proposal on this site? Because that is the way to do it, because the incentives are so considerable, and those tax advantages can be syndicated, that to pass that up is like, I don't even know what the analogy would be, but you're throwing money away or whatever. It's something wasteful if we were to miss that opportunity. So I think we should pursue that and pursue it aggressively.
Thank you. Any other comments on item number 7? Since it's only an information item, Madam Clerk, item number 8.